Oh, I did get a feedback from somebody on the Facebook.
Oh.
Oftentimes, it's hard to distinguish you and I. To which I responded, "Well, as we progress, we've tried to say each other's names more. I hope you liked it." And then I didn't get anything else.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, he signed off abruptly.
Never to be heard from again. Well, I mean, we do sound very similar.
He thought I told him that I liked like laser nipple play or something.
I'm a sexual futurist, Chris.
Can host.
Well, when I throw up the high beams, it's actually a high beam.
Oh, getting all nipped out?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
Throwing up the high beams, except it's lasers.
Just tossing those up.
Let me flip this switch.
Those damn Ross kids. A conversation between brothers. Featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Episode 24 of Those Damn Ross Kids, TDRK. Here's Where to Lick. How you doing today, Cole?
I'm doing all right, Chris. It's a beautiful sunny day. I'm going to have to make a bit of a disclaimer here. My allergies are killing me. So I'm going to try and edit out any of the sniffles, but I make no promises.
How did you get so genetically inferior?
I don't know, because like you're an ubermensch. Running around there with the good genes, and I'm sitting over here. I've got like translucent skin, and I'm allergic to nice weather. So,
I think I just try harder.
Yeah, I gotta say I lost that race before it even started. So don't worry.
I always thought it was hilarious. When we were kids. We'd be running around Grandma Judy's house,
yeah,
kicking up cat fur. Dad would say, "Why don't you just grab that cat and wrap it around my neck and jam its tail up my nose?" I'm pretty sure you got his on that.
Yeah, I got that end of that stick. Oh. Yeah, but I don't know. I'm just it sucks because it's a nice day and I'd like to have my window open. Can't do it while we record. Obviously, we got to sweat box it. But it's just kind of like there's so many things I can't enjoy because of that, or you know, or my enjoyment of it. It's diminished. Like a refreshing spring breeze. All it means to me is like, oh hey, your eyes are gonna be on fire. It's like,
yeah,
God took a shit on my genome.
You live in a very, very dark, non-hypoallergenic neighborhood.
I get the worst of both worlds. I get the all the noise and crime of an urban area, and I've got all of like the ragweed and like feral cats of a rural area.
So that's good. That's good for you.
Clifton Heights.
It works out nice.
It does. Do you have any stories for me?
Sure. I could do that.
Could, but it won't.
What is today? Today is the
17th of April,
right?
Yeah.
And because they extended the tax deadline, I think tomorrow is now it, right?
Or
is
yeah, tomorrow.
Tuesday?
That's
18th,
the yeah.
Like
it's like the Monday. Like the Monday after is when you have to pay the piper.
Yeah, yeah. I actually have a story of a lady named Lori St. Kitts. She's a Seattle woman who also goes by the name Lori the Tax Dom. After she was laid off from the company she was working for, she began working as a phone sex operator. As she became more involved in that industry, people started to ask her questions after they found out about her background in working in accounting and tax preparation. Little bit of factoids for you in reference to this story. Sex workers often try to prepare their own taxes and miss valuable deductions and credits, which they well deserve. What kind of deductions? Oh, funny you should ask, Cole.
What kind of deductions, Chris?
Phone sex workers can deduct things like whoopee cushions, which can be used to make realistic sex noises. Lollipops. Especially those that spin, soothe the throat and are good for making sucking noises. And my favorite, yogurt, which makes a lovely squishy noise. Important note about some of these items is that it has to be proven that these items are actually used in the course of business. So it's very important that you only include the exact amount of, say, yogurt that was used for work.
Hey Janice, what's that scale next to you? Just weighing my yogurt.
What's the haps? And apparently there's some sort of like line drawn in reference to like body modification and taxes, because dancers and on-camera performers can deduct the cost of breast implants, but only if they meet certain criteria. Criteria is anything larger than 800 cc's of silicone is considered a, quote, working breast. Much too large for everyday wear. Anything smaller would probably fall under what is referred to as the housewife rule, or everyday boobs.
Chris, did I make a mistake by not going into tax accounting?
I think the
dismal state of my career right now, but but there's a whole sexy angle to this that I didn't even, man, this,
yeah,
is...
and it could be more fun. It could be more fun based on where you live.
Okay.
Because in cities where like dominatrix places are allowed, you know, cities where dungeons and torture chambers are illegal.
Okay.
Those workers can actually deduct things like handcuffs, whips, chains, chastity belts, and larger equipment like their racks.
Can I get the form 1090C for my thumb screws?
Yeah. Can I just schedule S&M, please?
Yeah, let's get it. Okay, so we have basically...
No, the short form. Yeah, they're combined.
So we have basically sex Foley artists getting, because that's what that is. That's Foley. It's where you take, you know, like, oh, this is leaves rustling in the wind, kicking up the pollen that's making me miserable, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Except in this case is. I'm just wondering, what sex act is a whoopee cushion supposed to mimic?
Oh, many.
What sex act is a Whoopi Goldberg supposed to mimic?
Not very many.
Damn it.
Yeah, no, she's not involved in any of those.
Oh, man.
Let me just take that big white button-up shirt off. let me smell those dreads.
Those
smell months old. So hot.
just gonna lick my thumb and run it along your non-existent eyebrows. Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Say something politically racial. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about my spec script for Sister Act 3.
What about that? Yeah.
This is going to be coming out on the day after tax day, so this is actually going to be useless to most everybody who listens to this show, which is kind of a shame because, you know, we do actually have a very large amount of sex workers who are big fans.
Yep.
Well, can I give some mad ups to my sex worker friends in the Bronx?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, I have a question for you, Chris. What happens when a school district collides with a red light district?
I think I've seen this movie.
It ends well. Now, okay, so a Bronx elementary school is...
It ends in a wet pile of exhaustion.
A Bronx elementary school is currently in a turf war with a coven of prostitutes as the sex workers ply their trade just across the street from where children are playing. An assemblyman is out for blood, introducing legislation that would charge any sex workers caught within a 1,000-foot radius of the school building with a felony instead of a misdemeanor.
That is ridiculous.
One mother says, "I think it's child abuse. My son has to see prostitutes right outside his school every day, and it's just not appropriate." What's ridiculous about that?
That's even a consideration. 1,000 feet. Oh, nope. Move back a foot. Now I don't feel like you're violating my child. That's ridiculous. That's not a law that you can put a radius on.
The line has to be drawn somewhere, right?
Apparently at 1,000 feet, but I think it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculously low or ridiculously high? Because 1,000 feet, like, that's less than a quarter of a mile.
Well, no, either you're allowed to do it or you're not.
You know that I'm a big fan of Buddhism, right? And so I think that there's always a third way. Okay, we can either have these kids, you know, protected. We can have these prostitutes protected. But here's what I, you know, have, you know, my proposal, and it's sitting in draft form on my desktop here. So I just want to run this by you, so you can let me know what sticks here. Trading places. Because most prostitutes, Chris, they're undereducated. They're not aware of the options. And maybe if they had rudimentary reading skills, they wouldn't be in the situation that they have, right? I mean, I'm just saying this. And most kids, well, quite frankly, Chris, they're naive. And I think that they could really learn a lot by being forced to make their own way on the streets. So let's have the kids hooking and the prostitutes booking.
Why do you got to do that?
Got to do what?
Well, in this case, I feel like you made me think of that before you said it. Let's keep those kids hooking and those prostitutes booking.
I think it's the best way. Everybody wins. Can we come up with
an official name, like education through education.
Because Chris, I'm not a fan of asininity. I think that we should just cut right to the heart of it, okay?
can we call it expanding the hole? No, you're so sick, dude. Hole with a W.
Damn it. So, I mean, that's this week in sex work.
Hey, you talked about there being a third way, but can I just focus in on, like, the duality?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think that is, you know, a falsehood that leads to spiritual death, but all right. You know, I'll take that ride with you for a minute.
All right. Well, the two parts that I'm going to talk about now, and really this comes down to a question that I'm just going to ask you point blank, just right in the face, just punch you with it.
Okay.
Can you tell your dick from a car battery? Oh, shit. He's terrible in bed. Can't tell his dick from a car battery.
I'm trying to figure out a context for this, so I'm going to say, I'm going to just go the not funny way and say yes. I think I can.
You can?
Maybe, but are they more similar than I think?
What if your dick had the Die Hard brand on it, and a car battery had the Die Hard brand on it? Because the Sears Roebuck Company, along with the subsidiary KCD, which is the company that owns the Die Hard brand, is suing a company called Rock Hard Laboratories. Rock Hard Laboratories has a sexual enhancement spray that's called Die Hard. Rock Hard sells Die Hard. Sears sells Die Hard. Oh. According to the lawsuit, Rock Hard Laboratories' Die Hard product is a calculated product to deceive the consuming public into believing that Rock Hard Laboratories' product, Die Hard, has a relationship with the Sears Roebuck distributed product, Die Hard batteries.
Who's going to confuse that?
Sears doesn't want consumers to think its Die Hard car battery has anything to do with a male numbing agent.
See, I think that's a terrible name for anything that goes near a penis, because all I'm picturing is just like the any number of embarrassing ways you can die, like sexually. Like, just that you can sexually die. So I'm thinking, you know, autoerotic asphyxiation. You know, you're just dangling. Yeah, you're dangling with your dangle out, or mm-hmm. you're balls deep in a Thai lady boy in a crack den. You know, that's just horrifying to me.
Uh huh. Yeah, just spoon and load off your belly. I know what that's like.
Yeah.
But
it's
no, not at all. I just, it's one of those things. Like, if I was going to confuse anything with Die Hard, or if there's a product or a service that should have the Die Hard name.
Yeah.
It's like some like 47-year-old like just freaking cougar old lady nurse.
Yeah.
That like goes in the phone book as like Die Hard, and she gives a lap dance, and then you press like the euthanasia button.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sexy mm-hmm. euthanasia.
Yeah. There are so many social arguments within that one idea.
But I like it. I'm for it. Although it just reminds me of the tremendous misstep that my plastic surgery firm made when we named our procedure euthanization with a Y. No, yeah. But that's a very complex moral issue. I think that should be like used in an intro to ethics class, just like as a litmus test or a Rorschach test.
True story. Or my nonprofit organization to help the Japanese quake victims euthanasia.
Yeah, I think that we rode that one for all it was worth, just like Die Hard does. I don't know.
Which one? The battery or the dick?
I don't know. I'm confused. Oh my god, they have standing.
They have a point. Wow, they're totally not wasting the judicial system's time.
No, that is
because I just found myself in a conundrum.
Yeah, we just like if you wander far enough away from it, like you just get like crazy.
You just ramble down the path of ridiculousness. You could definitely get confused.
And let's be honest here, this is the proving ground for that, because that's really all we do.
Maybe that's how your pubes got all white. Maybe you tried to jumpstart your cock.
I love our running joke about my shockingly white pubes. That's great, because this is like the fifth episode that my Doc Brown pubes have entered in. I mean I know that I was one who made light of it at first, but I don't know how well I feel about that. So
what's that?
Just the fact, you know, it's kind of a personal thing to like let out about myself.
What's so personal?
Just my shockingly white pubes.
Oh, you have those?
I thought, like, I mean, I said it, like, in a kind of a funny way, like, hoping you would accept it, and now that we're, like, far enough along, it's been through some stuff.
Yeah, it's seen some things.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, what do you think of the term Lazy Susan?
I think it's useful. I think it's for convenience.
Yeah,
and it helps you utilize small spaces.
Yeah. So I mean, so just in case people don't know, I mean, you can do a Google image search, but a lazy Susan is like something that you put on your counter to maximize space. So it's like a rotating plate that you can put like spices on. So like if you know, you have parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, and like the parsley is on this side and Garfunkel's on the other, and you want to hit up Garfunkel, you spin it and then it's right there. I was just thinking, like, what other like common kitchen implement that everybody knows about is like a derogatory, like just like an insult to the person who would use it. Like Susan is such a lazy bitch, she won't even reach across the counter to hit up our Garfunkel. I don't understand it. Like will we tolerate it if we call that cart like that you lay back on like to work on a car? Hey, yeah, could you sell me that drunk Steve, Chris?
You been watching Seinfeld?
No, it's like, I'm serious. I was thinking about that. I was like, I don't, like, yeah, just like, can you slide me the drunk Steve here? Oh, can you hand me the abusive Andy? Oh, wait, you mean the back scratcher? Yeah. I don't.
The abrasive Andy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. it is like a Paul Reiser-esque, like, bit. I was just thinking about how absurd, how absurd it is that's a thing.
The lazy Susan.
Fucking counter. Like,
what's the deal with Susan, and why is Sheila so lazy?
Why is she so lazy? I don't think that's a lazy joke. I just think it's something that, Chris, the only reason that we groan at bad puns is because like they're so stupid that we should have thought of them first.
Just trying to figure out how Carrot Top pulls that joke off. Does he like, oh, let's get some audience participation? Are there any Susans out here? Lady's like, oh my god, this is so crazy. I came all the way to Vegas from Fort Lauderdale. This is so freaking cool. She goes up on stage and he's like, so you're Susan, huh? And he's like, yeah. He's like, you're a lazy bitch. And he punches her in the face.
Because he's all like roided out.
Yeah.
Have you seen Carrot Top lately?
Well, no, not even that. Just like, how else would you prop that?
I don't know. I wasn't saying it was a good joke. I said it like as food for thought. So
oh, I'm not slamming on it.
Okay, All right.
I'm trying to figure out who it could work for.
Yeah, I mean, probably like Dimitri Martin, like with his whiteboard. You know, That's the only person who I could see making that work. So
I'm trying to draw that right now.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, you know how there's the kings of comedy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Bernie Mac and Cedric the Entertainer and all those things. I've come to the conclusion that we're the kings of casual misogyny.
Yeah, this broad I'm drawing can't even get her point across. She's so lazy.
Oh man.
How do I know that?
I don't know. Well, I mean,
maybe the Lazy Susan is bigger. Yeah, the Lazy Susan is bigger, and the woman is smaller, and there's an empty oven behind her. Yes, that's it.
I think that Susan would be a little bit less lazy if she was able to access a newly discovered compound called Long Dayson.
Long, okay.
Yeah, like Longdayson. Longdayson. Okay. Mm-hmm. So scientists at the University of California at San Diego have discovered a compound called Longdayson, which, when introduced into the body of a larval zebrafish, slows down their biological clock and extends their day by 10 hours, meaning that instead of being on the normal circadian rhythm of, you know, every 24 hours, need this much sleep, etc., they're on a 34-hour cycle.
Are you kidding me?
Says one researcher, quote, "We were really, really surprised to find out how much you could slow down the biological clock with this compound and still have a clock that is running. If this was used in humans, like if they could find a way to make it safe, this could treat everything from sleep disorders to jet lag." That makes me uncomfortable. Because, like, wasn't that like why speed was invented? Was, you know, like just like the like go go go? We have to, you know, get the most out of the day. Like let's eliminate the need for sleep. I don't know if I'm comfortable with monkeying around with sleep because, you know, sleep is sacred.
Well, yeah, I mean, but it's also kind of cool because that creates a 5-day week.
You're right, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It creates a five day week. Actually, less than five. But like it's a 5-day week.
Like we'd be out of sync. So let's say all of humanity goes on to this, but like the daylight would wander around. So we adjust our clocks to 34 hours and all of that. But the you know, it's still pretty much half and half. It's still we still have a 24-hour cycle of light and dark. So we have like crazy anemic vampire people walking around at night. Like we're freaking Scandinavians.
There's regional vernacular for days of the week, right? Because like some instead of saying Monday, some people say Monday. So that in itself combines Sunday and Monday, yeah. And really at that point we're just left with Fratterday, and that's 5 days. Fratterday. So we should start putting that in the water.
Yeah,
I think that's where we're at. That's where I'm at.
No, I like it. I think that we should definitely bring Fratterday in. I'm not going to make the obvious jokes about what you would do on Fratterday.
Huh?
I'm not going to make the obvious jokes about what you would do on Fratterday, such as pop collars and drink Natty Light. I think that's too easy, and I can't think of anything better. But I do want to like let you know about where my research on this took me.
What's that little patch on your shirt? Is that an alligator? No, it's a crocodile. No, I have a penguin.
I'm going to leave that. I'm not going to ask for an explanation because somebody's going to get it and it's going to be the funniest thing in the world. Because Chris,
yeah, well, my green shirt has a pink crocodile, and my pink shirt has a green penguin.
Are you like, is this Pokemon? I don't understand.
No, nah, man.
Okay. No, don't explain it to me. Like, I don't have to.
They're just golf shirts.
I don't have to know why everything is funny. I need to relinquish some control over that. But I want to let you know about a terrifying disease that I found, because sleep is kind of a mystery to us still. Like, we don't really understand how the brain works and the proteins and the enzymes and why we actually need sleep. But there is a shocking genetic disorder called fatal familial insomnia. Okay.
Oh my God! Is that where you kill your whole family?
Because you can't keep it down.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, so I want to tell you about this. It affects only 40 families who carry a mutation to a particular gene that produces a particular protein. Like seriously, it's just one enzyme that's off, okay? Now, this means that at any given time, Chris, there are 100 people in the world with the potential to suffer from this. And if one of your parents has it, you still have a 50% chance to suffer from it, okay? Uh-huh. Now, I want to walk you through this because it's actually kind of horrifying. So this whole thing runs its course in 7 to 18 months. All right. So the first stage is just insomnia, resulting in panic attacks, paranoia, and phobia. Second stage, hallucinations, and the panic attacks become more noticeable because you're hallucinating about stuff that makes you scared. Number three, complete inability to sleep accompanied by rapid weight loss. Okay, so you just like your brain, like your entire body chemistry is just so messed up that you turn into a walking skeleton, okay? And the last step is just total dementia, ultimately leaving the patient unresponsive and mute for months, and then death follows. So basically, I'm tired, I die. Now, it's untreatable and just 100% fatal. Once it starts, there's no way to stop it. And like barbiturates and sleeping pills, actually, like you would think, okay, well, if you just need to sleep, well, actually, it doesn't work. Like it doesn't put them to sleep because they just lack the chemical that's needed to do it. Has no effect on it, and actually it makes it worse because it speeds the entire process along. Fatal familial insomnia.
Sounds made up.
No, it's like a thing. Like put it into Wikipedia. I was reading it. I was having a half panty because it was just too much.
That's awful.
It's like I could just like picture like you know how like I don't know if you know, but just like occasionally like you'll read about like somebody in the French aristocracy in the 13th century who died from wasting melancholia.
did you just call me stupid?
No. Chris, you need to be like less insecure.
13th? Fucking wow. Who are you to tell me?
No. Okay, do you know? Like, have you heard about people who just like, it's like you're just like these weird things that were just relegated entirely to the aristocracy? Like, oh, it died of the vapors.
I'm not calling you
stupid. I'm complimenting you because you're not the kind of person that I am who like wastes hours on Wikipedia looking this shit up.
You can't back out of that. No. Because what you referenced 13th century French history and then said, do you know, followed by a resigned, well, you probably don't. You probably don't. Here's some news.
Okay.
Nobody except you and people whose job it is to know that.
Yeah.
Know that.
Okay. That's an accepted fact, and we're both accepting that, all right? So I'm not calling you stupid. I'm calling myself crazy.
Do you know? Probably not.
No, I was sparing you, okay? Because I realized it was a stupid question to ask because I realized that I was probably the only person in the entire world who like found that interesting enough to care about.
No, I thought it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, no, I mean, just, but... So like, wouldn't she be terrified if that was like a thing, just like it ran in your family that that's how everybody goes. We just don't fall asleep and then we die.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not any more terrifying than any other, you know, family history that makes you die.
I don't know. But at least with like, you know,
but everybody dies pretty quick. And if you're having all those, you know, funerals, it would be pretty convenient if, you know, you could just, you know, drive through the funeral home and see your relative through a glass window instead of going in.
Is that a thing?
That is a thing.
Oh.
Revolutionized by Robert L. Adams Mortuary in Compton, south of Los Angeles. It's possible to view the deceased resting in a casket display window while cruising past in your car. The drive-through glass partition is bulletproof. It's a consideration that was made after cemetery shootouts broke out at gang funerals. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dude says, hey, man, you can come by after work. You don't have to deal with parking. You can sign the book outside. Family knows you paid your respects. It ain't nothing but a convenience thing.
Is this like a gang thing, really?
No, this, I don't. It's just a regular funeral home, but it makes sense. Okay, we killed him by a drive-by. He's in a drive-through window. Can't shoot him again because he's behind bulletproof glass. Drive-by at a drive-through funeral.
Were people shooting the caskets? Is that what you said?
They were shooting through the.
Do they think they can make him deader?
It's also pointed out that seniors do not have to leave their cars, and the disabled can roll past in their wheelchairs.
Well, can't they do that anyway? Like, if they have, like, ramps and shit like they're supposed to?
Yeah, well, you know.
That's funny.
It is what it is, but that's drive-through casket viewing. And because this isn't Compton, and because we've talked about sex, and because we have expressed so much raw, just potent emotion.
Okay.
I would love for you to take a little bit of a gaming quiz for me here.
Oh, nice. I like these. These are fun. I like this.
I'm going to give you three titles.
Okay.
I'm gonna name all three of them, and afterwards, you're going to tell me which one is a hentai porn title.
Explain hentai in case our listeners don't know.
It's anime, cartoon, porn.
Explain anime.
It is pointed chinned. It's drawn Jap porn, basically.
It's, okay, so it's Japanese cartoon porn.
Yeah, it's drawn Jap. It's not just Jap. Yeah, it's Jap.
Well, I mean, let's be fair here. The and the really are into that too. So,
well, they are.
has that like passed? Like, can we? Is that like antiquated enough to where it doesn't like? I mean, does anybody really get offended if you say like if you call a black person a?
Everybody just turned on their volume.
No, I mean it's funny. Oh, just shit. Like did people like? Is it insulting if you call an Irish person a Mick?
No, because they're white. Okay. Yeah, that doesn't work.
All right, no, that I mean, work. I'm the least racist person ever, Chris. So
yeah, no doubt. No
okay,
doubt,
so man. Talk about this Japanese cartoon porn.
Three titles.
Okay.
You're gonna tell me if it's hentai, anime porn, hardcore gangster rap song title, or emo song title.
Oh God.
It's gonna be hard.
Okay.
All right.
So you're gonna give me three of them. I have to say which one is which.
That's correct.
Okay.
Mistreated Bride, Me So Horny, Bleed For You.
Okay. Okay, Me So Horny is the rap song. Mistreated Bride is the hentai, and Bleed For You is emo.
Can't trick a trickster. Not yet, at least.
Oh, damn it. Okay, so I got all of those?
You got all those.
Okay, let me get out an index card because I'll keep score. Just because I know.
This I got it. I got it.
Do you? Okay, cool. Yeah, I just know that we tend to lose track of that. So.
Yeah. All right. Extra credit. Freakish. Until I collapse.
Extra credit is the hentai. Freakish is the is the gangster rap, and Until I Collapse is the emo song.
You got the hentai right. Freakish is an emo song by Saves the Day.
Okay.
And Until I Collapse is Eminem and the forever mourned Nate Dogg.
I'm gonna seriously make an ass of myself if I get all the hentai right. because we're demonstrating just like a scatter plot of acquired knowledge that implies that I am so white that I know nothing about rap, and I'm so like and I'm so pretentious that I know nothing about emo, but yet I totally love hentai, so I might get the hentai, the next hentai one wrong just so I don't project that image. So
I really hope you do. See, that's why I didn't do just like three or four of them. I did six, was to just affirm that you just goddamn, you know, you're
just hentai. I love my hentai, Chris.
Yeah, you just do.
Gosh,
you do so much.
Tentacle, Chris? No, I'm tentacle.
Tentacle. Okay.
Okay.
Lover-in-law.
Okay.
Relapsing. Chin check.
That's tough. Let's do Chin Check is the hip hop. Okay, Lover in Law is the hentai and Relapsing is the emo song.
Oh, you are so dead on. Really, at this point, the game has just been about, can Cole pick out the hentai? So it's a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Okay, all right. Come on, hit me with it. So we're on number four.
Number four, Sex and Violence, okay. Buried Treasure, My Eyes Burn.
My Eyes Burn. Okay, My Eyes Burn has to be the hentai. Sex and Violence is the hip-hop song. What was the third one?
Buried Treasure.
Buried Treasure. No, Buried Treasure is going to be the hip-hop song, and Sex and Violence is emo.
You got all of those wrong.
Oh, really?
Yes. Sex and Violence is a rap song by Boogie Down Productions. Buried Treasure is actually hentai porn. Anime porn. And My Eyes Burn is an emo song by Matchbox Romance.
Damn it. Okay, good. All right. Okay, so my record isn't.
You know, you've lost one of the hentais.
Damn it.
Yeah. Banana Split, Destroya, and Mayday on the Front Line.
Okay, Mayday on the Front Line is emo. I'm gonna say Destroya is the hentai and Banana Split is the hip hop.
All of them are wrong.
Damn it.
Banana Split is actually the hentai.
In my mind, I thought that was probably right. I should have gone with my gut, but I couldn't. I think the implications of what a Banana Split titled hentai would be, like, is it the banana splits? Like, just kind of like going crazy into each other, or what?
I don't know.
Okay.
You're the one who knows hentai. you just probably tell me about that.
I wish
you'd
stop saying.
Mic.
I wish you'd stop saying that. Okay, so Banana Split is the hentai.
Destroya is an emo song by My Chemical Romance.
Okay.
And Mayday on the Front Line is a rap song by MC Ren.
Okay. See, I like that. I see what you did there. You tricked me because you say Destroya instead of Destroyer, and I'm going to think hip-hop because that's how those people talk.
Yeah, those hip-hop people.
Yeah,
those darker ones.
No, anybody who does hip hop. Like, you had an Eminem song in there, so, like, you know, I'm just talking about hip hop people, not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, was there another one that she had?
Yeah, this is the last one.
Okay,
I need a doctor. Nurse me. Alcohol and bandages.
Oh man, that is tough. Okay, Alcohol and Bandages is the emo. I Need a Doctor. Oh, damn it. But, like, nurses is such a hentai thing. Okay, I Need a Doctor is hip-hop, and Nurse Me is the hentai.
You finished strong.
Did I hit all of them?
Yeah, you got all of them.
But nurses are such a hentai thing.
Dude, you know, and originally when I was making this quiz for you,
yeah,
I had Nurse Me, Sex and Violence, and Alcohol and Bandages all in the same question.
There's a logical progression there.
Yeah, it makes That's sense, funny. Right?
Yeah, it does. Okay, so I got five rounds right. Four rounds.
Four. Okay. You got right.
So I still have a winning record.
And you nailed what?
Five of the hentais.
Five of the hentais.
Yeah, that's funny.
So I think you only got two of the hip hops.
Well, so. Yeah, that's because I mean, just the unbearable whiteness of being and all that. Chris, can I tell you? I wanted to mention this before when I was talking about the Fatal Familia Insomnia.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, you know, things moved on. I can't. I'm not really in control of this ride. But I want to tell you something about something that's kind of similar to that, kind of just weird psychological and physical phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to give credit where credit is due on this one. This was brought to my attention by a user on the Something Awful forums named Elwood. He posted a really cool thread. But I want to tell you about the dancing plague of 1518. Okay.
I wait on needles.
Now, this started on the streets of Strasbourg, France, in guess what? 1518, when a woman started dancing fervently in a public square for about 6 days straight. Now,
that's the 16th century.
I didn't say 15th century. I said 1518.
I know. I said that's the 16th century.
Oh, so you would know about that because you know you're not the kind of person who would know about the 13th century France. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, so she danced within like 6 days straight. Within a week, Chris, there were 34 others dancing with her, and at the end of the month, there were over 400 people dancing, in this small area. Okay. Now, over time, many of these dancers started dying from heart attack, stroke, and exhaustion. Now, physicians were consulted by the clergy, and astrological and supernatural causes were ruled out. How they did that, I have no idea. Now, instead of prescribing bleeding like they normally would have, they instead, Chris, tried to cure the dance epidemic by making it easier. They built stages, rented out guild halls, and hired musicians in hope that the revelers would dance themselves out. Now, it's not really known what caused the dance plague, but modern speculation includes mass psychogenic illness, consumption of tainted food, specifically a mold of rye that causes all kinds of crazy hallucinations. And they also suspect that it was either the caused by, or concurrent with ecstatic rituals of a heretical sect. Chris, they're maniacs on the floor. And they're dancing like they never danced before. Chris, feet don't fail me now.
Oh no, don't do that. don't do that, feet stay strong.
Yeah. No, I mean they got a boogie woogie all night long. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So just this lady shows up and she's like jazz hands.
But yeah. It's like nobody knew what to do. Like, it created like a moral panic. Entire sermons were created about it. It was just crazy. The dancing plague.
Summer loving had me a blast. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. That was good. That was good. I think you're got a lot of talent there.
Well, thanks, Cole. Thus the musical was born. So
thus the musical was born.
So that happened. It was invented by the French in the 15th century.
Yep.
So.
The origin story. Are you sifting through your notes there or what? Are you sifting through your notes there or what?
No, I was pretending that it was the end. Like it was the spot between like when I get done with my monologue and the guests show up on my talk show that I'm having.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know
like,
that most
it's like
of them.
Letterman, I threw the papers at my computer. Like that's the noise right there. That's okay. That's like the noise of me just like tossing the papers.
Yeah, it's Foley. Yep. Yeah, I gotcha. Yep. Yeah,
but no, just like some trippy rye bread that makes me just want to fucking dance.
You just gotta shake out the boogie bugs. All right,
man. Does anybody else just want to just dance?
I got the spirit in me. I just got to shake it all night long.
Everybody, do it.
I just shake out your Sunday boots, right? But
how many different lyrics are you gonna say?
I don't know. I'm just
the point
like,
is the people were just blowing on opium. just.
See, the funny part about this and like the thing that's lost to the listeners who aren't seeing me sitting here on this beautiful day with the microphone in front of me is that like I don't have any I didn't like do that in pre-pro. Like I didn't write down all the lyrics. It's off the dome, Chris.
You're awesome.
I am an amazing podcaster. Chris, can I tell you about Walmart?
Why don't you sing Summer Lovin'?
Summer Lovin' happened so fast. I don't know. Can I tell you about Walmart, Chris?
You do too know.
What?
You do too. You know that song, don't you?
Tell me more. Tell me more. Did you get very far? Tell me more. Tell me more. Like, did he have a car?
So you're singing the female part.
Well, I mean, it goes back and forth.
Like
so,
did he have a car?
Yeah, it goes back and forth, doesn't it? Like they cut. It's like intercut.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Chris, I mean, like, the casting... Casting was weird. Like, you know, they had to do, like, a Shakespeare thing where the dudes played girls and the girls played dudes. It was a really progressive high school, okay?
Ridgedale.
You know that. Okay. I'll tell you about Walmart now. An Arkansas man is in the hospital after being bitten by a snake in his local Walmart. He was shopping for houseplants in the gardening section when the snake leapt from a planter and bit him in the hand. He proceeded to kill the snake by stomping on it. Badass thing to do. Witnesses heard him say, help me, please. I've been bitten by a snake," which, granted, a man in that situation is probably pretty likely to say. Now, that would be remarkable enough in itself. I mean, crazy stuff happens in Walmart all the time. But... I mean, it could happen anywhere, like a Meijer or a Kroger or a Target or a Kmart or a Giant Eagle or a Biggs,
Costco, or
a Costco,
fries,
or I just wanted to see how long it would go. No, it could happen anywhere, but really, that level of customer service that I'm about to describe to you can only be found at a Walmart. Now, employees didn't believe him at first when he said, help me, I've been bitten by a snake, please. Instead, it took them 5 minutes. It took 5 minutes for anybody to respond to him, walking around, growing fainter and fainter, and his arms swelling up like a bratwurst sausage. Can you imagine, like, how hellish that might be? Like, you're walking around... Your vision is like just shrinking down to pinpricks. Like, you're just like flush as the poison takes root and just grabs a hold of you and drags you down, down, down. And none of these fuckers in the blue vest would like lift a finger to help you.
Why would they?
I don't know. Like, probably like, okay, I forgot. Like, you know, no human decency at Walmart.
No, it's not even that. That's not even that kind of a joke. I don't know why you have to jump to, like, social issues or humanity, but seriously, why would...
You're asking why I have to jump to social issues or humanity?
How many freaking times a week do people at Walmart just proclaim shit that, like, is attacking them? I think I'm dying. I ate all of your red crayons.
Did you eat any of the red orange one? No, just red.
Look at my palsy. I don't even know.
Look at my palsy. Chris, stop reading hentai titles.
Oh my god.
But so your theory is that it's better for them from a liability standpoint to ignore every claim than to at least like check and see that the guy didn't get bit by a snake.
I'm choking on Bill. Well, did he eat a hat or a duck? Also hentai.
This has been Those Damn Roskits.
Hey Chris, can you tell me what sound this is?
You're ripping a styrofoam cup.
No, I'm cutting up an index card with a razor blade. But can you tell me what this sound is? Can you tell me what this sound is? I need to... Oh, that's the best. What sound is that?
That's you making a very, very smart and persuasive argument on iTunes that everyone should listen to Those Damn Ross Kids.
Yeah. That's you also checking out our website and downloading a bunch of our episodes and subscribing. And like my friend and associate Chris said, leaving us a nice review.
Can you do that again? Just that the sound, I don't think that we've quite identified that sound yet. Can you just do it again one more time?
Okay. After reset it up, because it's a really complicated apparatus that I have here. It's a full studio that I have here.
Just, yeah.
Okay. Here we go again. Oh, man, those damn Ross kids are so great.
I think that you just went to the Facebook page and liked us.
Oh.
And the last part. Can you just do the last part one more time?
Oh, okay. Well,
But that was you sending out a mass message to all of your Facebook friends, as well as work associates and school friends. They should also visit the website. Visit Facebook and subscribe to us on iTunes. Download the podcast and listen to it.
Hey Chris, can you tell me what this noise is?
Sands through the hourglass.
Yes, that's them going to our YouTube page and, you know, checking out some short clips of our shows, the little best of things, and passing those along to your friends as well.
Nice.
Yeah, and what I'm going to, you know, say is that's your homework for the week. But most of all, what I would like to make the, you know, I think that we've been making this sound for about 45 minutes a week, every single week for a little while, missing a week or two. You can, you know, the sound of us talking is the sound of you listening. Think about that in terms of your, you know, Buddhist shit, third way crap. The sound of us talking is the sound of you listening, and we want to hear that sound of you listening to us talking every single week because we love you and we like making this product for you. So, you know, just stay tuned. What? I hear it. What is it? I hear it, but I don't know what it is.
Shh. Do you hear that? No.
What is it?
Do you really? It's so faint.
It sounds like you barely know
what's happening. That's money leaving one bank account
cha-ching,
and going to the TDRK PayPal account. Sounds like gratitude. No, that's on the other end. That's on our PayPal end.
Oh, okay. Hey, Chris, can you tell me what sound this is? Good night.